Thousands of persons with disabilities in the country living in the rural areas are facing starvation as economic woes continue to bedevil the country. Persons with disabilities and their families who spoke to Studio 7 said life has become hell due to economic hardships. Some villagers with disabilities said they have been reduced to beggars for survival as they cannot afford basic needs, especially in the absence of a social welfare system to provide for them. Andrew Mutumutuku of Bani Rural Community, some few kilometers south of Masvingo City, shares his plight.
We were living on government help. Now the government is not doing anything. I cannot go to the fields and work in the fields there. Even if those seeds which the government gives to people don't have access due to corruption. My family now is starving.
Jacob Nema, a parent of disabled child in Masvingo with special care needs, told Studio 7 life has become a nightmare.
It is actually very difficult to send our children to school. The wheelchairs which were given some years back, they are worn out. We can't afford even the medication. We are really suffering.
National Council of Disabled Persons of Zimbabwe, or NCDPZ, confirmed the situation is bad for almost everyone in the country, but dire for people living with disabilities. National Task Force member Farai Chirera says the situation was aggravated by lack of national policy framework to recognize and respect the rights of persons living with disabilities. She, however, urged government to harmonize the United Nations Convention of Persons with Disabilities with the new constitution and other laws of the country to improve their lives of the affected disabled persons.
We are requesting our government to harmonize the laws of the country with the UN Convention on the Rights of Disabled People. Because we are seeing it's taking too long since they signed it and ratified. I think if something is harmonized to align also on the UN Convention on the Rights of Disabled People, I think we'll get the services because it will be written black and white, which we need.
Zimbabwe ratified the United Nations Convention of the Rights of the Disabled in September 23, but is yet to align this with the country's laws. As a result, charges Chirera that the lives of the persons living with disabilities in Zimbabwe will continue to worsen also in the absence of proper facilities and systems desperately needed to uplift their lives. Reporting for Studio 7 in Masvingo, this is Kandri Maramba.